Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
100 farmers from agroparks across the island have received training in on-farm environmental management. We hear more on today's program. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. Priority attention is being given to helping the nation's farmers improve operations and in turn boost Jamaica's global competitiveness. This will also ensure the sustainability of the agriculture sector. To this end, the Agriculture Ministry, with support funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, recently hosted an on-farm environmental management workshop for farmers drawn from agroparks across the island.
The Agricultural Competitiveness Program implementation is expected to have a fundamental impact on the performance of the sector, with the main global impact indicators as follows. Total factor productivity, which is our TFP growth of the Jamaican agricultural sector, up by 2.5% at the end of the program. A reduction in the net export value in fresh and processed fruits from $290 million to $260 million. At the end of the year.
Director of the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, ACP, Petronia Colley. The participants received basic safety equipment kits and certificates, as well as training in three focus areas: development of farm linkages, food safety management control systems, and agro-processing value chain development.
We have invested some $2.2 million to conduct this training and have provided high-performing farmers with the basic protective gear to carry out their daily functions.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyo. Minister Kellyo says the Agricultural Competitiveness Program will educate farmers on best environmental practices and the use of personal protective gear and equipment, which are essential to enhancing the ministry's food safety management systems programs.
The food safety and quality management component of the Agricultural Competitiveness Program supports the integration of agricultural health and food safety systems. A part of the safety mandate of the project is to ensure that while increasing competitiveness, the sector must ensure that it is sustainable by safeguarding the health and safety of our primary producers.
Minister Kellyo says it is also important to ensure the care and preservation of the agro-environment.
Government now has to look at ways to preserve the agricultural environment through the reduce, recycle, and reuse methodology. We now have to encourage more stringent conservation methods as we confront changes in rainfall patterns, rising temperatures, droughts, storms, and floods. The typical farmer now has to become more aware of his or her footprint and impact on our climatic cycle and adjust accordingly.
And now for our proverb of the day. Take what you get till you get what you want. Translation: take what you can get until you can get what you want. And this means every opportunity well used can be a stepping stone to the realization of your ultimate goals. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.